The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the international, the National Intel Report. I'm trying to read. I shouldn't do that. I shouldn't try to multitask. With the international, what was I going to say, the international forecaster? The National Intel Report, damn it, we know who we are around here. Along with Paul Drockton on this Tuesday, the 5th of March, 2013. 5 years into the second great undeclared depression. What do you think, Paul?
You know, it's funny because I'm watching the stock market right now, and they're talking about where it's at and the fact that the Dow has set an all-time record, which, by the way, is only a point higher than where it was back in 2000. And I'm looking at these numbers, and what I see coming is the Federal Reserve coming out and saying, you know what, we've got some more of that unbridled enthusiasm or exuberance, whatever he called it, and they're going to start raising interest rates.
Irrational exuberance, and that was Alan Greenspan's warning to the Fed about their spending. But there's one thing I never understood. Yeah, based on the full faith and credit of the United States government and their ability to borrow, where is it written that we have to keep lending?
Well, obviously, they do what they want, as you already know.
Yeah, and they make the rules. I just got into not a screaming match. I remained very calm. It was on an issue about a car to J.P. Morgan Chase Bank. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you something. I said, lady, are you sitting down? I said, you are talking to me about bank and procedure. And I says, and your joy boys up in New York City were in on the takedown. I said, let's talk fair and equitable. Let's talk moral, or let's talk good business practice. I said, how much money do you think these mortgage-backed securities garnered? And there's a hell of a lot of people that made profit. Nobody has been told to give it back. And guess who's been put on the hook for it? I said, the American taxpayer. I said, I hope you're sitting down because it's between $1 and $1.4 quadrillion dollars. I said, you don't even have a scientific calculator. I don't think they'll even go that high. I said, now let's get off the subject about business practice. Oh, I was a little steamed with them. But you know what, Paul?
Mm-hmm.
These bankers are not accountable to anybody. There is no mechanism in place that makes them accountable to anybody. They have a free pass. Have you seen anybody that's gone to jail? And let's not say Bernie Madoff again. Because I'm just saying, generally speaking, that's what the first response is. Well, they got Bernie Madoff. No, Bernie Madoff pissed off a lot of his Jewish friends. And they wanted a little get back at him. God knows what else the man had done. But we're talking peanuts here. Peanuts. In a peanut butter factory. Tell you what, we got to take a break, Paul. These people, there's nobody to hold them accountable.
Mustang Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
John Stadtmiller with Paul Drockton today. You know what the irony to all of this is, Mr. Drockton?
I was going to say, which one?
Well, here's the baseline scenario here. One of these fine days, in the not-too-distant future, what they're doing right now, and we'll get into it in more detail, but what they're not doing right now is getting us out of this. And when I say they, I mean the banks themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there were all kinds of companies and people and brokers and every mother and their uncle that jumped on board to sell these mortgage-backed securities. That's something that was engineered through the United States government during the Clinton administration before Bushy Jr. showed up to get rid of, the one thing that kept commercial banks from going in and speculating in the markets. They blurred lending banks with commercial banks, and they were off and running. Here was a new bubble. They went out and they blew it up as big as they could, and it popped. Now, who loses in that scenario? Not the banks. No. Because they've already made their money off of the fiat currencies. They have, what is a polite way to put this? They have extracted all of the net worth of the United States and then some. So here we sit with a gaggle of people that made off with a lot of money, have never been called into question, called into court, never told that they had to reimburse anything.
And now we're setting up a scenario in this country for default and collapse. And guess what they're willing to do to the American people on top of all this? If you get a little owly, you get a little bit out of line, you doth protest us too much, well, we'll just drone your ass, or you're already a terrorist, so we'll make you go away in some little internment camp somewhere. This is pushing what is left of what America is right into one of the sinkholes you've been hearing so much about.
Yeah, I think, John, when you look at it, again, I mean, I'm a logical guy. I look at things, and, you know, when I see something going up or going down, I have to ask myself, well, what's driving this? And, you know, I'm looking at the earnings reports that have come out, and 95% of the corporations that were supposed to report earnings haven't, which means who knows when they will. Maybe they were going to file late earnings reports, and of those that actually published earnings, I'd say it's about a 50-50 split over those that lost money and those that made money. So what's driving this market? Well, clearly what's going on is we've got the Federal Reserve that has given the orders to the Federal Reserve Bank saying you need to buy into this market. Now, I did a show yesterday where I talked about the S&P 500, and I looked at one company, which is 3M, Minnesota Mining. And looking at 3M, the institutional investors, and we're talking banks and insurance companies, made up 99% of the ownership of 3M. So clearly they're in a position to where they can make the price go up, go down, go sideways, or go anywhere they want it to. So the question we have to ask ourselves is why now? Why are they driving the stock market higher right now?
Well, your point of contention is that they're getting ready to raise interest rates.
Correct. And I'm going back to 2007 when the stock market was on another run and where the Federal Reserve Chairman came out and said, look, we need to calm this economy down. We need to cool our jets. We need to deal with this irrational exuberance is what he called it, I think, as you pointed out. And so what did they do? They started raising rates. Now, I'm thinking in terms of the amount of money that they put into circulation right now. And when you devalue the currency to the extent that they have, you've got to have a response. I mean, if you look at the dollar index, which the dollar index is comparing the U.S. dollar to the euro, to the yen, to the Canadian dollar, I believe the dollar index is weighted like 60% towards the euro. In the dollar index, we were at $1.20 U.S. versus €1 back in 2001. Today we're at what, 75, 80? So clearly the dollar has lost almost half its value just against the euro. So, and we're talking about another sinking currency. There has to be a response to interest rates. Interest rates have to come up. They don't have a choice. And when I say they don't have a choice, they really don't have a choice because they're going to have to reckon with inflation. And what's amazing to me is the amount of manipulation that's going on, not just with the stock market, not just with interest rates, but when you take a look at the commodities market, the bank participation, you brought this up. You talked about how banks are permitted to invest our money, your savings, your checking account, your CDs, and whatever they want to. They can go out and buy lottery tickets. There's absolutely no regulation governing what they can invest in.
There's nothing to stop them.
Exactly. So they're basically suppressing the prices and consumer prices, and we're talking about whether you're talking about wheat, whether you're talking about beef, whether you're talking about pork, whether you're talking about gold, whether you're talking about silver. They're suppressing these prices because they're trying to mask the amount of damage that's been done to this economy. So when this pressure comes off, which it's going to because it has no choice, and I go back to countries like Argentina where they tried to impose price controls. That's what the banks are doing, is they basically are trying to impose price controls on imports. And when the U.S. dollar is tanking, these foreign growers are saying, you know what, why should I sell to the United States? I can sell to China and get more value, or sell to Russia and get more value. So they have to respond with higher rates. They really don't have any other option here, John.
Let's take some calls. Jim in South Carolina. Hello, Jim.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Hey.
I got a little comment for you. I was reading one of the news blogs about this market, and he's calling it a bear trap due to the fact that the volumes that have been traded are absolutely anemic, and the prices are out of sight. And he is saying that they're going to spring this trap sometime in April. So I can't remember the blog. I think it was Jim Sinclair that was writing this article. And he was saying that in April, it's all going to be over with. And get your silver and gold now while it's on sale. So call Paul Drockton and buy silver and gold. That's my comment.
Well, amen, brother. Amen.
And, Jim, you know what people are not doing? They're not doing exactly what you said that they should be doing. Paul and I were talking this prior to the program today. What is going through people's minds? They know something is very, very wrong, but they're not doing the steps that they need to protect whatever itty-bitty they may have left. Now, what's going to happen here in the near future? I absolutely, positively look for gold in short term to bounce up to 4,500 without busting a sweat. Silver, 50, 55, 60, 65, 70. I don't know. But that's not, that's going to be another plateau that it reaches, because we all know what the Fed Reserve plans to do, just as they are doing in Europe. They're continuing to monetize their own debt, okay? They're still doing interbank lending to each other next to nothing, treasuries next to nothing. The reason is the government's buying 90% of the treasuries because they can't find any suckers on planet Earth anymore. So they have to issue the bonds and the treasuries, but the government's buying them up. So what is that going to create? It's going to create a scenario of hyperinflation. When that takes place, do you think for one moment it's not going to take a little flea kick to kick this whole damn thing over the cliff? And then from there on out, baby, Katie, bar the door, because somebody's going to be coming to try to get your stuff.
I think they're making plans to come right now, but I'm not sure. I'm looking for silver to be at $100 by the end of this year or the first of next.
I'm being conservative. I always have been conservative. I don't want to come off like some shyster. Hey, this guy's just trying to convince you to buy his gold and silver. Jim, I've always been conservative in my outlook for things, because people don't need more blue sky and more stuff pumped where it shouldn't be pumped. They've had enough of that. We're going into survival mode right now. But as I said earlier, at the top of this whole rant, what people are not doing, they're like deer in the headlights right now. I hate to use that worn-out cliche, but it is true.
That's crazy. They'll call when prices are going up. That's what I expect.
Well,
because that's what we've seen in the past. And
yeah.
It's like now it's at a deep discount. Now's the time to buy.
Oh, but they're not going to do that because they're not quite sure what's going to happen. They don't understand what is going on, not only here in this country, dealing with the Fed Reserve, but the Bank of International Settlements. Give it a name. Give it the banks of Basel. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to recognize what is going on, and they're standing around playing pocket pool. And
every day that they hang on to their dollars, they're going to buy less.
That's it.
Well,
it's every day.
It's worth less. I don't know how much less, you know, this entity they call a dollar bill can lose, but it's lost 98% of its value.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when do they send up the flares to announce to everybody, well, we're sorry, we just trashed what was left of the dollar?
We're also seeing shortages in gold right now. I mean, 1 ounce bars, good luck finding them. They're gone. And that's what happens when you institute price controls, is you basically drive people, suppliers, out of the marketplace, and what's left in the marketplace basically won't be there very long.
Well,
because demand's up, supply's down. That means shortages.
Hang on, Jim. We got a break. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
Time to relax and unwind.
What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Back. Jim, did you have anything else?
No, that's what I've got to say for the day, John, and have a good day, and it's a real great program.
Well, I appreciate you calling in. Thank you, Jim.
Thanks. Hey, John, I'm looking at the bond rates right now, and the 10-year note, basically, it's up, you know, a little bit. I'd say from December, it's about 0.2%. And you're starting to see, like I said, the Fed, they just don't have any other choice. They've got to raise rates. That's what they've done in every other country that they bankrupted, and that's what they're going to do here.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what's the net result of that going to be? Remember when the economy would heat up before, they would raise the interest rates to slow down the rate of inflation or devaluation of the dollar. Too much money, as they call it, in circulation. Prime example, 79.80. When we witnessed heretofore unheard of rates, rather than just saying, hey, we're not going to loan any money, they put on the dog and pony show. Interest rates 21-22%, whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, having said that, the banks themselves have reserve capital, but they're not loaning it to anybody. Whether it be at 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 8 or 10% to new homeowners, mortgages, whatever, doesn't matter. This is only to serve as clearing money so they can continue to do business with each other. They're not interested in reviving this economy. And what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing right now is tantamount to 1929. Pump it up, make scads of profit, and then dump it. There's a reason why the rich people of the world, the George Soros of the world, have taken their money out of banking stocks, because they know it's tenuous and it could go at any time. Now, the reason why we never had, and the bankers were satisfied, do you know they used to consider 5% unemployment rate as being acceptable, because they knew if there's full employment, there'd be too much money being circulated around, and, well, that might raise the specter of inflation. So they always were satisfied with 5 or 6% unemployment. Now they've got 22, 23, 24, depending on what area of the country you're in, it could be even worse. Down here in Texas, it's not that bad. That's because everybody is coming to Texas. They're buying homes, they're pumping money into Texas. And let it be said that the governor of this state never leaves an emergency or a chaotic situation left unattended. So he's taking advantage of everybody else panicking, inviting everybody to come down to Texas and do some business. Well, as I asked the lieutenant governor a couple of years ago, you know, that's all fine and dandy, but how is the state going to pay the unemployment benefits when the markets do collapse? And you know damn right well they are going to. Of which he just cracked a little silly joke and proceeded on his little dog and pony show for the people of Austin. Incredible stuff. Incredible stuff.
Yeah, and I mean, when you look at Texas, primarily the economy is oil, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
I said most of the Texas economy is oil, isn't it?
Well, yeah, oil has had its ups and downs in Texas. Oil has always been here. They have other markets. We have a computer market that's falling apart. Mike Dell's trying to sell Dell, supposedly to restructure it. He's trying to bring in players with more money than God, but evidently this deal hasn't been worked out yet. Mike Dell sees what's coming. He's got too many bricks and mortars and sticks of furniture. He's got too many assets just laying around right now doing nothing. So Mike Dell is trying to engineer the sale of Dell Computer, and so far, no takers.
And I'm looking at, you know, when I think of other influences here, look at China, which right now is coming into its own industrial revolution and their need for fossil fuels, and where are they going to get it from? So they're going to have to...
They're the biggest oil importer any place on the planet right now.
Exactly. But the challenge we have is, when are they going to say, we're going to stop buying from you guys and we're just going to take it, which is a bigger concern.
Well, and that's when all bets are off and we can really fight a war. Rather than the government fighting the war on the people that they've ripped off blind and stupid, let's start a war with the communist Chinese. I think we still out-arm them nuclearly, so, you know, let them try it. But they have become the world's center for commerce. Let's face it. They have surpassed the United States. They have taken over its consumer market in the United States. And all this money is flowing where? Back to the red Chinese. And, of course, let's dole out some profits for those good corporate guys that decided to go over there and just give the Chinese a hand. Let's go back to the phones here. Mike in New York. Hello, Mike. Go ahead, Mike.
I had a few people asking, is from a metals perspective, would something like the Maple Leaf be a bad investment? Because it seems like, even though it's gold, it's like 20 to 20 bucks less than a lot of this stuff. Even Kruger and other stuff seems to be more expensive. Is there a reason for that thing being lower?
Hold on one second. We'll give you that answer right after this break. Got to take the bottom of the hour break. It's a hard break. Absolutely cannot skip it. 800-313-9443. The calls are piling up. We will go through them in an expeditious manner. I think that's a word. Expeditious. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, we are back. Go ahead, Mike.
Oh, no, I just asked a question that I noticed on a number of websites where the it seems like the Canadian thing, the Leaf or whatever, seems like it's a lot, you know, $20 or more less and going, you know, I guess going down or whatever than the others. Just kind of wondered why that is.
It's one of the big secrets of the investing world. If you look at the Canadian gold maple leaf, basically, instead of being 0.999 gold, it's actually 0.9999 pure gold bullion. And because it's not mixed with other metals, it's 24 carats. And when you look at that particular coin, it's minted by the Royal Canadian Mint. So the Canadian government mint is the minter of that coin. It's not easily counterfeited. As a matter of fact, I'm not aware of any counterfeiting of the maple, because how do you replicate 0.9999,
yeah,
you know, pure gold bullion? So, you know, market conditions change, and it's just based on supply and demand. And I can tell you right now that that's the coin I prefer. Is the maple leaf. If you're buying bullion, that's what I recommend.
Yeah, I just kind of wondered, it just seems strange why it was, it seemed like, I've had, you know, a few people that I deal with and, you know, mentioned, talk about this stuff, and they mentioned that over the last number of months, it's gone from, say, you know, say $10 less than the Eagle to 12 to 16 and now like 20 or more. I just wondered what the story was of why it would be dropping so much on value. Even I think somebody said the at a few places, the Krugerrand was actually even going for more than that. So I just kind of wondered why something that was supposed to be.
I'll tell you what, I'm not seeing that kind of a disparity that you're talking about. I'm just not. It's not out there. I mean, I don't know who you're talking to, but I deal with suppliers, and we're not seeing that kind of price disparity with the Eagle at all.
Yeah, I got to ask which ones they were talking about, but they did send me a picture of one. I forget what company it was, but it was about 20-something different,
Yeah, I mean, a $20 difference I can see, and I think basically because more people are familiar with the Eagles, you know, there's a broader market for them, which obviously would have an impact on price. But when you start talking about value, you just can't beat them. Now, here's the other benefit to owning the Canadian Gold Maple. According to international treaties, you can't confiscate in another country's currency. In the United States, they can't confiscate Canadian currency. So if you live in the U.S., you take a big risk, I think, owning Gold Eagles, whereas if you own Maples, you're not going to have to worry about the U.S. government taking those away from you because legally they can't.
And there's something else to be said, you know, whether it's 0.999 or 0.9999, these are really not coins for circulation. You know, there's a reason why they put in those other metals in our once silver money. That was to give it wearability, so they didn't have to replace it. You know, silver and gold is some pretty damn soft stuff, kind of like lead. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's why the Krugerrand. The Krugerrand, it's more than an ounce, but it still has an ounce of gold. That's because there's other alloys in that coin to make it wear longer. You know, most of the stuff that's stamped out, that's for sale, buying and selling. It's really not meant for circulation.
Before I leave, I just wanted to let you know, I happened to be watching on some show the other night. I think it was TV Land or something. They had an old Barney Miller episode. I don't know if you ever watched that.
Oh, yeah, years ago.
It was called The Sighting. It was from May of 78. I looked it up after the show. One of the parts of the half-hour show was about a woman who went to the detectives complaining. She wanted him arrested, I guess, because she said her husband turned all their cash into gold. And this was 78. And so what happened was, the Harris, the guy who's, you know, he's always dressed well in a black eye, he's always talking about investments. The guy named Dietrich walks over to him and he says, you know, actually what this gentleman did is a pretty smart move. And Harris says, oh yeah? He says, oh yeah, with the plummeting of the U.S. dollar, the world currency markets in chaos, the world economy in collapse. And he said, with the instability of the International Monetary Fund, Dietrich says, it's actually a very smart move, and it's the only safe haven. And so Harris says, well, I'm not worried. I've got my investments. And Dietrich says, yeah, where do you got them? And he says, blue chip stocks, this, that. Dietrich looks at him and says, worthless paper.
You know,
that was May 1978.
What was the star of the show's name? Hal Linden. Does that explain as to why maybe Hal Linden never got another sitcom? Think about it.
Yeah, it was called, the episode was The Sighting, and it was in from May of 78. Yeah.
I'll be darned. You know just for grins and giggles, I'll see if I can look it up on Hulu or Netflix or something.
Okay.
All right, hey, thanks for your call.
Okay. Take care.
All right, you too. Yeah, you know, just a little tease out there. Now, when that was spoken on that show back in May of 1978, how many people do you think really understood what was being said?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, the bottom line is it's kind of like the Gold Eagle is the most popular coin.
Yeah.
Absolutely no doubt about it. The only problem with them, of course, is they're owned by the U.S. government, which means U.S. government can take them back and exchange them for worthless FRNs, if that's what they want to do. And I think that's what they're going to do. You know, it's funny, I was reading, and I won't say that, there's a major news site yesterday, and it had on there, you know, as the headlines, banks have enough capital to buy twice the gold in the world, or two times, I don't know if you saw that or not, John.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it was, when I read that, I laughed. I thought, you know, the problem they've got right now is who's selling it.
Well, and what are they buying it with?
Exactly.
Yeah. God, it is. You have to admit, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people, when they think of criminals, what do they think of? Guy wielding a gun, making demands, stealing something from somebody else against their will. they might picture a guy in a black ski mask and a gun. No, I'm not talking about government agents right now. But most people think of criminals as being a bad guy with a mask and a gun. No, the bad guy, ladies and gentlemen, is in the multi-$1,000 suits with a nice briefcase. A man yeah. with a briefcase can definitely steal more money than any man ever with a gun. And it continues on. As I said at the top of this program, where's the mechanism to stop these bankers? There is none.
Well, you know, it's funny, John, because, again, going back, you know, the show I did yesterday, focusing on 3M, when you look at what these corporations are doing to advance globalism and to destroy this country, it's outrageous. I don't see how, you know, when you research these corporations, and I went through 3M, and when they dumped like $65 million into communist China for research and development, they bring basically 70% of their operations are outside the United States. They're one of the biggest proponents for ALEC. I know you know what ALEC is. And they're behind that movement to basically get our state legislatures moving towards globalism. And the list goes on and on. And I think just based on moral purposes, I don't see how a patriot could invest in a globalist corporation. I mean, just based on ethics.
Well, there's always that I have to survive. Oh, see, this is where the justifications come in. I cite this movie, The Big Chill, where one line in that movie was they were talking about sex. Well, you can't go a week without sex. And yes, you can. But I bet you can't go a week without a juicy justification. And you know, people may not like when I say these sorts of things, but everybody lies. The worst thing in the world is to lie to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And lies are, you know, there's little white lies. Honey, do I look fat in this dress? Well, of course you don't, honey. You're as beautiful as ever. Now, come on. Your woman is older. She's put on a few pounds. No, the dress doesn't hang like it did 10 years ago. But that's a little white lie. Another lie is the justification lie, where you lie to yourself to make yourself feel better.
Well, I come back to this. They're not making any money in the stock market. I mean, all they're basically doing is they're watching as the banksters come in and loot their holdings like they did in 2001 and then like they did in 2007. You know, the S&P's been where it's at before. It's been that high before, and that was back in 2000. In 2001, when they shorted the market, took it down, the S&P 500 lost almost 50% of its value. That's how much value people lost on their retirement and lost on their savings.
And they're going
to
they're going to continue to lose it.
Yeah, and they're losing it through inflation. Let's pretend the S&P 500 stayed the same. The dollar's lost 60% of its value. That means 1,500 on the S&P back in 2000 is now what?
675, 700?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where's the value? I don't see any value there.
Yeah. Well, it's all a paper chase, isn't it? Steve in Ontario. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Hi.
Couple things is I live in Canada here, and China just bought one of our largest oil-producing companies from the tar sands.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So now they got a nice little link for oil directly out of the tar sands. The other thing with our maple leaf being lower, our dollar is now dropped below par for the first time in almost a year against the American dollar. It was up to 103, 104. Now it's down to 97.
You got to keep pumping that dollar up.
And this is the other issue. I'm going to prove I'm an idiot here because I'm going to disagree with the guy that's never failed an IQ test. I don't see interest rates going up because, first of all, all our major banks just dropped mortgage interest rates, and Mark Carney, the governor of Bank of Canada, just said he doesn't expect interest rates to go up for until 2014 at least, and the fact that we're going into currency wars, so as you raise interest rates, that would strengthen your currency, and I see a lot of countries wanting to devalue the currency, and I just wanted to get your opinions on that.
You know, based on what the media is reporting, you know, that would be literally what they want you to believe. How does that sound? Now, the reality.
Thank you.
I'm trying to be polite.
No, I just wanted to see what your take was on that.
Yeah, they want you to believe that. If you remember, the Federal Reserve came out and said the same thing. You know, we're not going to raise rates till 2014, but right. They don't have a choice. Now, currency wars is another misnomer because when we talk about currency wars, it's a race to the bottom. And what country in the world, I mean, think about this, politically wants to end up like Zimbabwe, where you've got $1 million notes circulating and you can't even buy a newspaper with them. Is that where we all want to end up? I mean, what country really wants to be in that position to have the lowest valued currency in the world?
Nobody, obviously, but at the same time, they need to make their trade value more appealing. So, I mean, for example, Canada and the United States are our largest trading partner, and with a high Canadian dollar, we saw all our jobs go away because American companies pulled all their jobs back to the United States. When our dollar was at 70 cents, we had all the manufacturing jobs here. As soon as our dollar went to par, they all went back to the U.S.
So did they go to the United States, or did they go to India? Did they go to China? Did they go to South Korea?
A lot of our manufacturing here was American corporations that had set up here because our dollar was at 65, 70 cents. And I know, at least locally, 5 plants that have closed, laid off upwards of 10,000 people in my city here of 400,000, and they've all gone back to the U.S. because
I guess where I'm having a problem here, or disconnect, is that they're not coming to the United States because obviously our manufacturing base is down to practically nothing. So they're ending up in Mexico. They're ending up in some third world country. They're not coming back to the United States.
Paul, the market is just drying up, and that's just excess capacity.
It could be. Yeah, I think that could be right, John.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, thanks, guys.
All right.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, thanks, Steve. I appreciate it. Steve's always a great caller.
Yeah, that was good points. I guess what I'm trying to point out to him is that the media wants you to believe that somehow or another they're trying to protect the United States economy, and if that's what they wanted to do, I've got one word for them. It's called tariffs, protective tariffs. Let's start raising taxes on imports if we want to protect the United States economy. Paul,
Let me interrupt you here. I have callers that keep calling in, and they keep dropping. Now, folks, I have a tendency to be patient, but I have a tendency to get a little bit surly as well. If you took the time to call in, I'm trying to move this as rapidly as possible unless you want to be treated like some schlup without full explanation. If that's what you want, go tune to Alex Jones. But you call into this show, we've got you in queue, we will get to your calls. Don't do these flash calls with me. It's a damn toll-free number, okay? You're not paying a dime. Don't test me, folks. I'm not in the mood. Mike in Maryland. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how's it going? I'm just sitting here with a cold waiting for the snowstorm to hit Maryland.
Another one?
Well, we haven't really had any real snow, so we've been lucky. So I don't know how bad this is going to be. It depends on who you talk to. But the main reason I called is, it's not a question, it's not a comment. It's something for your consideration, as Rod Serling used to say when he hosted the beginning of the Twilight Zone, it's a mental chew toy, if you will. And I heard this from a gentleman named Alan Goldman on another talk show on another network, and I won't mention the show or the network. If you don't want me to, that's fine. But, you know, when somebody says something that sounds too good to be true,
chances are it is.
But maybe it isn't, because if somebody says, hey, I got this great way for you to make a whole lot of money, and if you have to send them money or buy something, then you have second thoughts. But if it's free, well, what have you got to lose? So let me just throw this to you gentlemen, and I'm glad Paul Trockton's here since he's, you know, well-versed in the stock market and is... Okay. Very funny. Now... You know, this guy claims he started out day trading and he was losing his ass, you know, all the time. Until he's good with the numbers until he claims he's figured out a system to beat it. And it's all with the 1 minute increments on the Dow. And I'm not like Paul Drockton, who's never missed an IQ test. I rode a short school bus to school. So actually it's more like a minivan. So I was a little bit complicated what he was talking about, but let me give you his website. You got nothing to lose. You won't charge you any money, and maybe Paul Drogden can comment on it on a show. So if you don't mind, I'll give you the website, and this won't cost you. I think it might be worth a try. Is that okay?
I can tell you. Let me just interject here. Technical trading is one of those things where it works as long as there's no manipulation of the market. When you look at what's...
He claims he's broken the code. It's called the Dell code. His website is called the DellCode.com.
I've heard this a gazillion different times. As a matter of fact, I can tell you there were fund managers that came to me and asked me to promote this, and I turned them down.
Because you've heard of the website before?
It doesn't matter what the technology is, or it doesn't matter what the software is. They basically are using the same underlying patterns, and that's basically how they're programmed. Now, if this individual has developed new algorithms, then he really should be receiving a Nobel for mathematics right now.
What's the website?
It's called thedellcode.com.
All right.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
We're back. Thanks for your call, Mike. Did you get that website, Paul?
Yeah. I'm just going to tell you point blank. I mean, I've seen a gazillion of these things, John. And, you know, the reality is that the more time you give yourself, the more chance you have of being right. We're talking about second-to-second trading here. And I don't see any predictability. I just don't. I don't see how you can predict what's going to happen the next second with the stock market. There's been plenty of day traders that have come along, as I said, I was invited to participate in funds that did technical trading, and I turned them down. I said no. Because when you start dealing with technical trading, it's you got to have some kind of predictive patterns, and there just aren't any when it comes to the stock market. I mean, who knows when these people are going to decide to start dumping their stocks and when they're going to start shorting the market. I mean,
is there anything to indicate to you that they're not going to pull the same thing that they did back in October of 1929?
I see what you see. This is a crash in the making. And, you know, you look at what they stand to gain by keeping it where it's at. We take a look at... I just lost my train of thought. My apologies.
That's all right. Think about it. Let me take another call. We'll keep these people from hanging up one way or another. Carrie in Florida. Hello, Carrie.
Hello, John and Paul. I think a lot of your research, I try to listen whenever possible. Today's show, you were talking about, I've written down keywords, destroying our country, confiscating gold and silver, hyperinflation. Mm-hmm. My question is, if the country does collapse, if our economy does collapse, when will silver and or gold that you have in your possession come into play? Wouldn't our neighbors be ramming down our doors? I mean, what we need to survive.
I don't know, Carrie. You've been announcing to the entire neighborhood that you've got food stores or you've got preparedness items and you've bought gold and silver. You've been advertising those things?
Well, absolutely not. But I'll be the one with cars in the driveway and maybe smelling food. See,
mm-hmm.
I do plan on getting out of here. Of course.
Right.
Well, here's a thought for you. Some people would present a scenario where you wake up one morning and all of a sudden the dollar collapses, the stock market collapses, the bond market collapses.
No, it's not going to be like that. It's not going to be like that. I will leave here before that happens.
Yeah, I don't see that either. What I see happening is if I go back to my experience in South America, living in a country where they did the same thing they're doing here in Uruguay, and that was basically the same fate as Argentina. And I was there during the early 80s when they were going through hyperinflation. What we saw was there were kiosks that sprung up on street corners. And these kiosks, what they would do is they would allow you to come in with your paycheck and convert it to silver or convert it to gold. And then what people would do is take home their gold, take home their silver, and then when they wanted to buy something, they cashed it in. And I think that's a more likely scenario here in these United States.
I think so as well. And, Carrie, let me ask you something, and we'll take as much time as you can get everything that you want to get out or all the questions or comments you want to make. You're going to have a keen sense of timing. Paul knows this person, and I've talked to this person as well. They wanted to buy a couple $100,000 in gold. Well, and I think they were rolling over an IRA or something, weren't they, Paul?
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to the woman. I said, look, do you think gold is going to double? Yeah, I think it's going to. And I says, well, probably triple. So your $200,000 is probably going to end up worth $600,000 to $700,000. So you're not going to miss your $200,000 investment. She wanted to move. She wanted to buy property. I said, here's your time to do it. You know what she did? She did nothing. Hang on a second, Carrie. I want to get your response. Top of the hour break. Paul Drockton. I'm your host, John Statmiller. The National Intel Report will continue hour two right after this.